let us continue with our analysis by playing the next reversal. The reversal says, this is shedding inside. It is validity 3, probably expansive. What is shedding inside? Here it is again. Here is the next reversal. The reversal says, honey, you hold this sign. It is validity 2 and expansive. We have a clue. Honey is a common word for a lover. Sign is an obvious message or a statement. He's talking forwards about her girl. Maybe he is involved with her. Let's listen to the reversal again. Here is the next reversal. The reversal says, love refused me. It is validity 3 and very fast. It is an expansive reversal. Ah, he wanted to be involved with her, but she refused. Love refused me. That is why he hid his wolf. That was a lead reversal, leading up to this current reverse conversation. Oops, caught. Gotta be careful. Here's that reversal again. And here's the last reversal in that series. Reversal says, be no Isis. It is validity 3, internal dialogue. This man was not lucky. Moving right along, here is a fraud section where the next reversal occurred.
People are afraid of the truth.
It's a stress inducer.
Here is the reversal. The reversal says you're seeing the sexist. It is between validity 2 and 3. It is probably a comment continuing on from the previous batch of reversals. Here is a forward section where the next two reversals occur.
Well, they're afraid there's something they might not be able to face
or handle.
They know. That's true. That's the mechanism of the conscious mind.
Here is the first reversal. This reversal says, safe with me, I know when it must be near fertile. It is a particularly long reversal, validity 2. It is internal dialogue. It is a positive reversal that basically means, reverse speech is safe with me, I know when the time will be right for its birth. This reversal came from Kathleen Hawkins, a close personal friend of mine and also my book agent. The reversal is a safe haven in a storm of unconscious dilemmas. Here it is again. Safe with me, I know when it must be near fertile. Here is the next reversal. The reversal says, find your surprise. This is a remarkably clear reversal on a very soft, under-the-breath comment. Validity 5. Its meaning is unknown to me. Here is that entire section, forward and immediately reversed.
It's a stress inducer.
Well, they're afraid there's something they might not be able to face
or handle.
They know. That's true. That's the mechanism of the conscious mind.
The next three reversals occur on me in this following forward section.
I've never yet... Mostly when people see stuff in reverse speech that is a real shock, quote-unquote, for a better word, it's stuff they have suspected anyway. I've never yet really found reversals that people have not suspected on some level to be true. So the biggest fear that people throw at me is, well, what if I see some stuff about myself that I just can't face? I just don't know. That never happened to me. It never has. They always know it on some level.
here is the first reversal. This reversal says, feel some, Jesus, sufferer. The first part of the reversal is validity 3. The last part, Jesus, sufferer, is validity 5. The Jesus metaphor is not common in reverse speech. When it does appear, it can appear across the board, on people who are Christians or atheists. Although I have heard this metaphor for years, its precise meaning is still obscure to me. It seems to vary in its significance depending on context. It is one of my active metaphors. By active, I mean it is a metaphor that I use frequently. People have prime metaphors that are active or peculiar to them. This is how individual personality is orchestrated, by the active metaphors in everyone's psyche. When I'm analyzing a reverse speech session transcript, the first thing I look for is active metaphors. Which metaphors are unique to the speaker? This tells me much about the person. The metaphoric structure of the unconscious mind, as seen through reverse speech metaphors, is as unique and individual as fingerprints. The metaphor Jesus is one of my active metaphors, as is Lucifer, Lord, Wolf, Isis, and Devil. I have others, but these are my 6 main active structural metaphors. In the case of the Jesus metaphor, I have noticed some trends in its appearance. For me, it appears to be an identification with the historical figure, Jesus Christ. The Jesus metaphor runs my intuition, empathy, and healing capabilities. As a trade-off, however, is the suffering aspect of Christ, which my unconscious mind sees as essential to my success. Here is that reversal again. Feel some, Jesus, sufferer. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, no one ever felt my love. It is validity 2 and expansive. Reversal continues on from our previous reversal. Both reversals add an entirely different dimension to the forward dialogue, which is basically talking about people facing themselves and seeing the truth in reverse speech. What are both of these reversals telling you? Jesus sufferer, followed by, no one ever felt my love. It's all well and good that people see themselves in reverse speech, however the vehicle for this enhanced vision is usually me, which means I become intricately involved with the person's unconscious mind. Reverse speech has a peculiar habit of stirring up the unconscious mind to such a point that many people cannot handle it. When this happens, the only option for them is to transfer the stuff to someone else, usually me. At times, this can become intense. It's actually a well-documented phenomenon called projection. Both Freud and Jung discuss this in their writings. In reverse speech, the problem is greatly exaggerated. In my early years, it used to cause me great problems and sometimes shut me down for weeks on end. Nowadays, I am older and wiser. I remain discreetly aloof from everyone when I work with their reversals. It is my protection. No one ever felt my love or my emotional connection. Here is that reversal again. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, so give the best. It is V2 and expansive. Despite it all, I still work hard at reverse speech, obviously. Here is that reversal again. Thus we have a series of reversals that give us an enhanced insight into what I'm saying forwards. I mention other people's fears forwards. In reverse, we hear some of my fears. Listen to those 3 reversals again, played together. The last 6 reversals on this tape are very significant. They give us tremendous insight into 3 men. Behind the stimulating forward dialogue, strong undercurrents were in play. Listen first of all to the entire section forwards.
I think it's the fear of peeling off the mask to somebody else, or someone else having the ability to peel off the mask.
That's
that scares
them
more than anything else. Because you can build stuff and cover yourself to a comfort level, but if somebody can I mean, that's why, even when you're around a psychiatrist, you know, you're kind of, are they watching me, are they noticing me? Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
That's right.
I mean, when I was around Becky, I was always wondering, what, you know.
Well, you're covering up feelings, you're doing internal dialogue.
But then when you see the statistics on suicide, you realize you're okay in the comfort of a psychiatrist's office.
Oh, well, just remember, just because you're paranoid, that doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
He was the first reversal that occurred on the first man speaking in this section. We'll call him Man 1. He was also the first man we looked at in this tape analysis. Here it is. This reversal says, worried with me singing. It is validity 3, an internal dialogue. Singing is to charm, entice, speak nicely, eloquently. Man 1 does a good job of this in forward speech, as we discussed earlier. But he is worried. Why? Here is the second reversal on Man 1. It is extremely long. They don't come much longer, so listen very carefully. This reversal says, girl must fill up a well, will fuck this rosary, you wrecked me, the fast sword with the eye. This reversal is between validity 2 and validity 3. It is probably two or three reversals together rather than one long one. It is extremely complicated. Girl is a young, innocent, creative self. Well is basically an emotional vessel. Fuck is an extremely common word in reverse, appearing even, sometimes especially, on those people who would never let it pass their lips. Do not be offended by this word. Some students have left reverse speech due to the sometimes profane nature of reversals. The unconscious mind is not polite. It just says things the way they are. Fuck in reverse is like fuck in forward. It means many things. In this case, harm. A rosary is something of great spiritual value, almost an idol. Sword is a common metaphor meaning to communicate effectively. I refers to our insights or perceptions. Putting all of these reversals together, we come up with a similar scenario that we had for the man early on in this tape. Rosary would appear to be reverse speech. He will harm or destroy his idol, which he did. Fast sword is a fast and eloquent way he speaks. Basically, his involvement with reverse speech fulfills an emotional lacking. Girl must fill up a well. He's being very eloquent with his involvement, but eventually he will destroy it. Here is that reversal again. Girl must fill up a well, period. Will fuck this rosary, period. You wrecked me, period. The fast saw with the eye, end of reversal. Here is the third reversal. This reversal says, fucking answers there. It is validity 3 and expansive. Earlier on in this tape, we saw how Man 1 needed answers and a lesson. If he was getting answers with reverse speech, he certainly isn't now. Here it is again. The next two reversals occur on the second man who speaks, Man 2. Here is the first one. The reversal says, Dave Heaven. It occurs on under-the-breath mumbles and is extremely clear. Validity 5. Dave is obviously a reference to me. Heaven is a common metaphor that refers to the deepest part of ourselves, also called the collective unconscious, or the soul, or the deep structure, plus many other names. Knowledge, wisdom, and insight come from the metaphor heaven. Our perceptions of life come from the metaphor heaven. It is an all-encompassing metaphor. Given the context of the entire tape, the man is ascribing reverse speech to my heaven, or from that part of me which creates and has knowledge. Reverse speech has been born out of my perceptions and knowledge, plus much more, or my heaven. Here is reversal again. Here is a second reversal that occurs on Man 2. This reversal says, it's silly seeing your heaven. It is validity 4. This reversal follows on from the previous one. Silly is a common word in reverse speech that has a far stronger meaning backwards than it does forwards. Silly is a word of no respect, of great disdain or distaste. Both reversals together recognize the significance of what I have created, reverse speech technology, but show no respect for it. It's silly seeing your heaven. Here it is again. Finally, here is one reversal that occurs on man 3, right at the end of this interaction. The reversal says, "This thing about honor, near livid." It is validity 3 and is a direct response to man 2's previous reversals. Here it is again. I want to now look at this transcript from a different perspective. Previously in this tape, I have examined all reversals in conjunction with a forward dialogue, drawing meanings with the complementary relationships. However, reversals can also be analysed separately as an entire reverse conversation in its own right. Often this will reveal another picture altogether, and frequently what will emerge is a reasonably accurate portrayal of underlying interplays, motives and games that transpired during the conversation. The unseen tensions and unspoken hidden agendas that we all feel but never quite touch. The conversation behind the conversation. Let us begin. I begin by saying, "Lord, give birth, woman, baby." It is an expression of creation, wanting the birth of reverse speech. Man 1 immediately responds to this reversal. He likes it because, why? Then I will run your zoo in the ground. He wants reverse speech to be born, then he can take over. His next three reversals tell us why he will run my zoo into the ground. I know the sniff will feed our woman. His real motives are not for reverse speech, but for himself. Still, I need answer and I need lessons. He is not ready for this type of responsibility. Followed by handing a bill. Any help he offers is going to cost. The next reversal comes for female one, my book agent. Wine now with us. It is a positive reversal, breaking rapport with the previous distressing reversals from man one. I like this break in rapport and respond with, now back to business, soaring the wind. I continue the creative theme with, you sing Isis, the love. Man three then offers me support. Your purpose, Dave. I respond to this with, I feel honourable, or I am worthy of this purpose. But I also feel lost in all the things that still need to be done. I feel lost in my uterus worries. Man 3 then responds to me yet again with the reversal, you lost your verse, Nixon, or you are lost in everything you are doing because you have forgotten your original purpose, why you are doing this. Maybe this is what happened to Richard Nixon. He went into office with great hope and his presidency was brilliant in its early years, yet he fell. Why? Did he lose his verse? Man 3 then goes off onto a tangent with the next five reversals talking about his relationship problems. Hide our wolf, I'm now weak. This is shedding inside. This is breaking me deep within. Honey, you hold this sign. Honey, you're so gorgeous. Love refused me, but you said no to me. Be no Isis, it's just not going to happen. Man 2 then comes in with an obscure reversal. You're seeing the sexist. It could be a comment on Man 3's reversals, as I said earlier in this tape, but now, after seeing it in context with the other reversals, I'm not so sure. Man 2 is a self-confessed, egocentric male chauvinist, so I'm inclined to say that this reversal is merely a description of himself and his own thought processes at the time, and has no real context other than the fact it might have been prompted by the previous relationship struggles. This in itself is significant, as we will soon see. Once again, my book agent, Woman 1, comes in with a nice reversal. Safe with me, I know when it must be near fertile. This is very much her style forwards. She has a great talent for keeping things on track and in a positive note. Woman 2 then comes with her only reversal that says, find your surprise. The meaning for this is somewhat obscure. I then go off on another tangent. Feel some Jesus sufferer. No one ever felt my love, and so give the best. I wonder if that was my surprise, as prompted by Woman 2. Being my only reverse speech trainer, she knew me well. One thing I did not expect when I first started was the rejection and projection. I thought, silly me, that it was going to be an easy road. I was quite surprised at some of the negative responses I received. Too much time in the outback, I guess, counting kangaroos and listening to all those Dreamtime stories. But I keep plodding along. I'm still here after 10 years and will be here in the next 10 years. Man one then comes back online with Worried With Me Singing, followed by Girl Must Fill Up A Well, Will Fuck This Rosary, You Wrecked Me, Fast Sword With The Eye. Finally, he says, fucking answers there. This man will not be here in 10 years' time. Then man three comes in with two reversals that, like his earlier one, is totally out of contact with the reverse conversational flow. This tells us he is not involved, but rather watching from a discreet distance. Dave Heaven, it's silly seeing your heaven. He's watching reverse speech. There is no respect for the technology. Later reversals on this man, not documented on this tape, hinted at the future theft of intellectual property. Man 2, who has already indicated his support and connection for me in reverse, spots the potential threat and responds accordingly. This thing about honour near livid. This now ends tape 6. Please commence tape 7.